Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, Press Release, an authority whose president curses Gaza and its mujahideen, does not hesitate to arrest Hizb ut-Tahrir members and the people of Palestine. The Palestinian Authority, PA, arrested the well-known speaker, Sheikh Jindal Salah, on Sunday, April 18, 2025. He remains in custody. The only reason it resented him is because he enjoins good and forbids evil, exposing the regime's inaction and conspiracy against Gaza and its people. The PA then followed up its crime with another at Al-Firdaus Mosque in Nablus after the Maghrib prayer on Saturday, April 24, 2025. Two of its thugs assaulted engineer Hussam Malhas because the day before he had taught about the Battle of Uhud and the state of the hypocrites. They also pointed out how the hypocrites' situation is being repeated today with their calls for a UN resolution and international legitimacy, because the PA is the suspicious party that almost said, quote, take me, and because its thugs consider every shout against them. The two thugs considered engineer Hussam's lesson an attack on them. They incited against the mosque and its followers. However, the people and imam of the mosque intervened to prevent their thugs from attacking the houses of Allah and the worshippers of Allah. The two thugs then summoned a task force to kidnap engineer Hussam and along with him, Ustadh Muhammad Subh. They remain kidnapped to this day by the Palestinian Authority, which silences and encroaches on the houses of Allah and the worshippers of Allah. The Palestinian Authority's arrest of Hizb ut-Tahrir members, Shabab, to silence them comes in the same context as their oppression of the people of Palestine and their arrest of anyone who even speaks a word against the Jews. They and their masters only retaliate against Hizb ut-Tahrir members because they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, expose their conspiracy against the Blessed Land and its people, and expose their complicity with the Jews and their crimes, which have spared neither tree nor stone, let alone human beings. These crimes of the regime fall within the same criminal lineage committed by regimes in Muslim countries, including the regime in Jordan, which oppresses and imprisons the people of Jordan for calling for jihad, liberating Palestine, and supporting Gaza. However, the regime is too insignificant to stand in the way of the people of Islam, and even less important to influence the call for the Khilafah, Caliphate, which Hizb ut-Tahrir has carried and filled the ears, eyes, and hearts of the Ummah. Indeed, all the regimes, along with the Jews, have inflated like a cat, imitating the lion's fury, striking right and left in Muslim lands, are too insignificant to stand in the way of the project of the Islamic Ummah. The attempts of the regime, and before them the regimes to oppress the people, are nothing more than the desperate attempt at sea, pushing against the approaching raging waves. As the flood approaches and the drowning of the oppressive people is imminent, we do not expect the Palestinian Authority or the regimes to withdraw their hand from the Ummah and the voice of truth within it. They have made up their minds and chosen the path of the enemy and the path of error as their path and way. There is no clearer evidence of this than the president of the Palestinian Authority's insults to the people of Gaza and its mujahideen, followed by the appointment of Hussein al-Sheikh, the godfather of security coordination and known for his close ties with the Jews, as deputy chairman of the Executive Committee of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. However, we call on those sons of this blessed land who have followed the oppressors and the security services, and then as judges in the courts, to fear Allah and themselves before the people of Palestine, for the door of repentance and return has not been closed. We call on these people to stand with their religion and their ummah, and not to be the hand and tongue of the oppressor, for the oppressive people are about to be struck by a calamity of Allah's punishment, and the ummah you see as weak will inherit the east and the west of the earth. So whoever has a mind and a remnant fear of Allah should repent and hasten so that they will not be with the oppressive people.
الحق وما يبدئ الباطل وما يعيد قل إن ربي يقذف بالحق علام الغيوب.
Say surely my Lord hurls the truth against falsehood. He is the knower of all unseen. Say the truth has come and falsehood will vanish, never to return. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.